Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we are going to continue our series of Holocaust responsa from the Sefer Shalos and Tshuvos Mima Malkam of Ephraim Mashri and Simon Vav in Chelek Gimel. The question here is a very, very fascinating one. And this is the Lashon of the question that was presented to Rav Oshri. Masa Geha, well, this is really his Lashon, as he describes the question. Masa Geha Hariga Ve'emek Habacha Asire Ani Yubarzel B'choshech V'tzal Mavis. And this is a, there's a lot of death, there's a lot of suffering, and there's darkness. And this shir, incidentally, should be, or not incidentally, should be, for Esti Sara Bas Ariella, that she should be Zocha to Zara Shel Kayama, and also to Yisrael Chaim ben Chana Rachel, that he should be Zoche to Zara Chaya v'Kayama. B'geto kovno shebelito ha-matira miyat zos al-ir melea chachamim v'sofrim ha-nosnim imrei shefer u'mashashim b'das yomayim losei siraglam b'sol t'videhem b'nechushtayim shel avodas parach u'masa la'yefa. He says here in very poetic language that this was a city of great chachamim, people who learned Torah Hashem, and now they're working so hard in this forced labor, and they're sold as avodim. Bayamim ahem yemeit sara v'yagon es hishapcha la'at acherev ha-misapechetz baboker yavor hatzara mashkes ha-germani. And in this time of anguish and suffering that the sharpened sword of the Germans every day is passes through and destroys the Jews, Bayomu v'layla lo yitain manoach, both day and night, there is no rest from this German sword. V'hayarak zva midei avro v'kolo yashmia, and it was a zva'a, it was just horrific when they passed by and their made their voice heard. Es asher lamus lamus, v'zos asher lashevi lashevi. And those who were supposed to die, they said, we're going to die. And those who went to captivity had to go into captivity. Because they had decided that they were going to destroy the nation of God and make them work with hard, toiling labor. At this time, we ask God why He hid His face from us. Gevina sati lamakim ulachayay lamortim, that those, the goyim, are torturing me. My body has been given over to those who smite me, and my cheek to those who, I guess, pluck it. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, if I remember correctly. Chasafta panay leklimos varok, and you have exposed my face to great embarrassment. So this is a description, if you can put it into words, of the horrible situation the Jewish people found themselves in. Ube'ez tfilas haboker, when the Shliach Tzibur, Reb Avram Yosef Hashem Yinkom Damo, was saying Birchas HaShachar with great awe and fear. There are people who get up in the morning and they say Birchas HaShachar with a bren, with a fire, with awe, fear, trembling. When he got to the brach of Shalosh Asani Oved, he called out to the master of all masters, to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Eichucha lomar bracha zu b'shoshan emtsayim anachnu b'otzer b'shevi. V'chinam nemkarnu v'lo b'kesef. How can I say this bracha when we are in captivity and we have been sold for free? We haven't even been paid. There's been no money exchanged. We just were servants, we're slaves. How could an Eved make the bracha of a Ben Chorim? How can we, in the ghetto, in the camps, how can we make a bracha of Shalosh Asani Oved? We're avadim. Eich yuchal eved natu memirmas cherpas enosh. How can an eved who's been trampled upon, who's been disgraced, hamachaser lachmo meimov umaspio rosh velana, eich yuchal eved kazel varich liotzer velomer Shalosh Asani Oved? A strong question. Jews have never been afraid to ask questions. Very strong one. How can at a time we don't even have food to eat, how can an Eved say Shalosh Asani Oved? Isn't it a joke? Halo l'tzchok v'lagi kim'shuga shein bo das v'tvuna. So it's like, I'm crazy. What are we saying Shalom Asani Avid for? And obviously when you say a bracha, when you daven, it has to be real. We know in the Gemara in Yuma, it says that for a while they weren't saying Gadol Gibor V'Nora, because they said, hey, where's your Gvura? Where's your Nora? The Goyim are destroying your Beis HaMikdash. So when it's, and Rashi there says, in Yuma, that they didn't want to be liars. It looks like you're lying if you're saying a bracha that you don't really mean, it's lying. So the question here is, how can we say Shalom Asani Avid if we're really Avadim? And many of the people helped him out, and they said, you're right, how can we say Shalom Asani Avid? And I was asked my opinion on this matter. Should we refrain from saying this bracha because it looks like sheker? And adarab, it's aser. Or maybe we're not allowed to change what the Chachamim said. And we have to say the bracha even in the camps of Shalom Asani Avid. Ad kan divrei hasha'ela. And his tshuva is short and to the point. He says that this question has already been asked in the Sefer Abu Draham, in the Siddur. And he was asked if somebody who's in captivity, if a Jew's in captivity, makes a Shalom Asani Avid. And he writes that they were not mitaking this bracha because of the avoda itself. In other words, we don't say this bracha mean that we don't have to do the avoda of avodim. The ikar bracha is because an Eved Kenaini is not roi lavo b'kahal, and he's pater min ha-mitzvahs. And therefore, somebody who's just in captivity, who's chayv in mitzvahs, has to make this bracha. So we see from the Abu Draham that this bracha wasn't mitukan, it wasn't decreed on avodas haguf, it was on avodas hanefesh, that if you have an Eved Kenaini who's in avdus because he's not roi, he's an Eved, and therefore he's not fulfilling many of the mitzvahs, and he's not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. So such a person is considered an Eved. He's talking about the status of his body. He's owned by a Jew, and he's not a full-fledged Jew himself. So such a person is an Eved. And we say, Shalom Asani Eved, that I'm Burchayv in all the mitzvahs, and he's not, so we're happy that we're not Avadim. Just like Shalom Asani Isha, is that the men are thanking Hashem that they have more mitzvahs than an Isha. And the previous bracha is Shalom Asani Goy, that there are no mitzvahs, so it's well known that we go in order. First Shalom Asani Goy, there are no mitzvahs, then Shalom Asani Avid, who has some mitzvahs, but fewer. And then Shalom Asani Isha, she's more of a Jewess, she's more chiyuvim. And then, and essentially we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the mitzvahs and making us chayv in mitzvahs. So therefore, I told the person who asked me, said Rav Oshri, Chas v'shalom, that they should be mevatel this bracha that our forefathers decreed. And adarabah, we have to make this bracha in order that our enemies should know that despite the fact that we're subjugated by them and they can do whatever they want to us, nevertheless, we see ourselves as free people who are in captivity, and very soon God is going to come and redeem us from this terrible galus. Agav, and he concludes, Kedai lahavi kan she'osan anashim ha'omros b'makam shelo asani avid, shelo asani shivcha, delo shapir avid, and some people don't say, some women in the morning say shelo asani shivcha because they want to make the bracha feminine. So they're not thanking Hashem that they're not made into an avid, they thank Hashem they're not made into a shivcha because they're a woman. So a woman can't be an avid because she's female, so a woman could be a shivcha, a female avid. So that's what some women say. However, that is not correct. She should not be saying that. Because sometimes we find that Eved also refers to Shifchus, and therefore we shouldn't be Mishanim Imatbeya Shetavu Chachamim. And in the Bachacher in the Sefer Eishel Avram discusses this, and he concludes that we should not change what is written in the Sidurim, that Hashem Atovu Yifto Sanu Mitzoroseinu, God should redeem us from our tzaras. Yikra la sirim dror, he should call to those who are in captivity freedom. Updus yitein l'shvuye goyim, and redemption he should give to those who are in captivity by the goyim. Yaale l'tzion berina, he should bring us up. Yaaleinu l'tzion berina, he should bring us up to Zion and joy. V'yivne beis mikdashenu v'sham nomar lefanav shira chadasha, Al gulasenu pedus nafshenu. Amen. Kein hi ratzon. Sweetest friends, with that we conclude with this great bracha of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And v'ashakadosh baruch hu yomar letzaraseinu dai. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.